Gray start the second quarter. And we got one update there, Scott. What was that for Bonham and Wagner that you had for us?
No, it's Flandreau and Bonholm. Okay. Flandreau's up 14-0 on Bonholm in the first quarter.
Here, no score between Parkson and Platte Geddes Dakota Christian. Platte Geddes Dakota Christian has it 3rd and 9 at their own 21-yard line. 4 wide receivers, and the pitch going back to Randall. He can't get a handle on it. Tried to pick it up off the bounce, and then has to fall on it all the way back inside the 15 at about the 13-yard line, and it's going to be at least an 8-yard loss, and we'll bring up 4th down. And it looked like, well, maybe that was going to be one of those option passes maybe there.
Yeah, it could have been because, you know, Randall does play quarterback, you know, and I don't know if they were trying to pitch it to him to set up a halfback pass. And the pitch wasn't bad. I mean, it hit him, looked like about the waist high. It looked like he just maybe took his eye off it and dropped it but was able to jump back on it. So now Platte Geddes Dakota Christian going to be able to punt here with the wind at their back.
High snap, handled by the punter, and a good kick away with the wind at the back. It's going to be Dvorak back at about the 40-yard line. His own comes right side, gets a block near the 45 to pick up a few more yards to the Platte Geddes Dakota Christian 44-yard line. And it'll be 1st and 10 for the Trojans. And another good starting spot here for Parkston.
Yeah, and, you know, give the Black Panthers defense credit here because Parkston has started in good field position here tonight, and they have kept them, you know, out of the end zone here in that first quarter. Now they're going to have to do the job again here as Parkston's going to have the ball at the 44-yard line.
Parkston has started at the Platte Geddes Dakota Christian 28-yard line. Now the 44 here on two out of their three drives. The pitch going to go left side, turning it upfield, breaking a tackle in the backfield with Stabner still on his feet to the 40, 35, finally brought down at the 30-yard line. As Drew Turnus got over there to make the tackle, but it's going to be a 14-yard gain and a first down for Parkston.
Well, that play was almost broken up right away. That was number 52 in the backfield. He just couldn't catch up to Stabner. And then once Stabner was to get to the outside, you know, he couldn't run him down, and a nice run there of 14 yards.
Scott under center, wide receiver split right. The handoff going to go right up the middle, and coming out of the pile was Semler. Miles Semler, the fullback, 5'11", 175-pound sophomore, and will pick up 7 yards on first down. And again, Parkson continues to be able to move the football, but just haven't been able to get that score up on the board yet here.
Yeah, they ran that dive play that time with Semler. And, you know, you didn't see a whole lot of movement, and then all of a sudden you see Semler come out of there, and about 4 or 5 yards after he got the ball, nice, good, hard run that time.
This one going to go up the middle, and another big
no,
gain.
He
fumbled it. It's picked up by Platte Geddes Dakota Christian.
Ooh, I think we're going to have a horse collar.
I think picking it up was Matthew Randall, who gets the fumble recovery, and then sprints over on the far sideline towards the Parkston bench, and Wes Dvorak got a big hold of the jersey to drag him down, but turnover, and it goes back to Platte Geddes Dakota Christian.
Yeah, big gain that time for Turinger, and, you know, he had one man to beat, and I don't know if, you know, someone from the side just kind of stripped the ball, but the ball hit the ground, and Randall was able to jump on it and pick it up and run it down the sideline, and obviously, I saw it from up here, but all three of the five officials made sure they threw their flag on that play as they get the horse collar tackle that time. So that's going to add 15 more yards at the end of that run. So Platt, again, defensively steps up as Parkston was, again, inside the 25-yard line and come away with no points.
Platte Geddes Dakota Christian will take over at their own 35. 1st and 10 with 9:51 left to go here. First half, no score in Parkston.
Yeah, Parkston's been able to really drive the ball hard here tonight. Just no points to show.
Johnson going to try to get a screen to Matthew Randall. And, boy, that was well read by Parker Van Zee for Parkson because he was right on top of Randall as he was trying to come out of the backfield to make that catch.
Yeah, that was well defended. I don't know if that was a good read on Parker's part or if that's something that you know, they've seen in film and knew it was going to be there, and it was just one of those things where you know, defensively, that's what he was told to do, but he read that thing perfectly and was right there for that play.
Second down and 10. Clock is stopped after the incomplete pass. 9:47 up there. Wide receiver split to the left, and it's going to be Johnson right up the middle, and he'll maybe get a yard. That's about it. Not much doing there. Brings up third down here for Platt Geddes Dakota Christian. We'll call it third down and 8, a gain of 2. Our first turnover of the ball game was against Parkston. Platt Geddes Dakota Christian not able to take full advantage as of yet. Here looking at third and long at their own 46-yard line. Randall going to go in motion from the backfield. Johnson drops back to pass, puts it up in the air, too high, incomplete, intended over on the far side for Jake Spolstra. And that will bring up fourth down and 8. So Platt Geddes Dakota Christian will have to punt the ball back to Parkston.
Johnson had time to throw that time, just kind of threw the ball high. Good covers that time as well, though, by Parkston in the in the secondary that time. The ball went kind of high, but well covered that time, and Parkston holds him and forces the Black Panthers to have to punt the football again.
West Dvorak goes back to about his own 20-yard line. High punt, and this one's going to carry with the wind. Dvorak has it hit off his shoulder pad, bobbled it, picks it back up out of the air at the 10, comes near side, gets some blocks, going to turn the corner at the 30, up to the 40, and is run out of bounds by Randall. But big return there by Dvorak of 30-plus yards.
Well, when you got the wind like that at your back, you punt it so far, to, you know, you kind of out-punt your coverage that time. And it was a really nice punt and a long punt, but, you know, it takes a long time for the punt team to get down there. But good recovery that time by the Black Panthers, you know, to hold them to where they did, because that was set up to be a pretty good return that time.
Parkson takes over, first and 10 at their own 38-yard line. 8:45 left to play here, first half. No score between Parkson and Platt Geddes Dakota Christian. Wide receiver, West Dvorak, comes right. Wishbone behind Scott, who's under center for the Trojans. Going to be a in handoff coming. Let's see, Reef on the carry, the tight end, comes down the line to take the handoff.
No, I think they had him at fullback.
Did they have
him?
But he's in the backfield and picks up a yard, and will bring up second down and 9. And look like a Spolstra, maybe one of the defensive ends here for Black Panthers on the tackle. A couple big guys crashing together on that play. Here comes the pitch. Going to come right side. Nothing doing. And he's going to be dropped back. Drew Turnus, another quick tackle as they drop Jesse Thuringer for a loss of a couple yards, and will bring up third and long. And Drew Turnus, you heard Darren and I talk about having him back here at linebacker, and boy, that's a big lift for this defense because we've already seen him be pretty active in this game. I remember in that Wagner game, it seemed like he had a ton of tackles then too. Turner's going to have to go to the sideline, though, now with a helmet issue. I think, well, they sent him to the sideline.
Well, I think he had to get a...
And he's going to just swap out
there.
The helmet. But I thought he had to come out, too. I thought any time he had a equipment issue, but maybe it was a... They're
pretty,
still trying to find...
Pretty generous here by the officials to allow the Black Panthers to make sure he gets his helmet on. I'm not really sure why they didn't make him have to go out of the game and get somebody else in there. But they gave him what probably still not ready to go.
Well, now we're ready to go. Third down and 11. 7:30 and counting left to go here in the first half. Parks in third and 11 at their own 37. Scott going to go shotgun now with a running back to each side. Two wide receivers split left. Scott going to take a step or two, drop back yet. Now moves up in the pocket. Going to float it out. Incomplete to the left. And that will bring up fourth down as it was intended for Chase Dabner. And boy, who was coming up there to make a hit? It was Randall.
Yeah,
and I think Stabner probably saw that or heard him coming because that would have been a big lick if Randall had timed that just right. But instead, it's going to be incomplete and fourth down and 11 here for Parkston. They'll have to punt the ball back to Platte Guinness Dakota Christian and for the first time have to punt it into this wind. So we'll see if Parkston does put the ball into the air here on the punt. Dvorak is the punter.
You know, I think it's one of those things, if it's like, you know, fourth and six, fourth and seven, you know, maybe Parkston looks to
take a timeout here. I don't think they had it. Did they have 11 men out there or not? But they're going to use a timeout here. They kind of kept looking to the sideline like they were maybe missing someone.
Yeah, they only have 10 guys out there.
So they're going to have to burn their second timeout here the first half. 7:16 left to go until halftime. Platte Guinness Dakota Christian, 0. Parkston, 0. We're back to Parkston after Parkston. Trojans will look to punt the ball away here. Platte Guinness Dakota Christian, they're not going to send anybody back deep. Everybody is up here within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. And actually now a little bit closer. The snap is there. Dvorak going to get the punt away. Oh, boy, this one's going to go backwards maybe by the time the roll gets done. And Parkston will touch it, and it will be, I think, a net gain of 0 on the punt.
Yeah, it looks like... 37-yard line was the line of scrimmage, and I think that's about where Platte Guinness is going to get the ball. It was a low kick to begin with. It was off the side. It went left off of his foot, and then when it hit, it rolled backwards. And Platte Guinness, Dakota Christian, is going to get the ball at maybe the 38.
Yeah, well, there you go. I don't think they'd moved. I didn't see the down marker guy move one bit. So
you know, and that's, like I said, you know, it's fourth and 11. So, I mean, you think that you can get some yards on a punt. I think any time you're fourth and six, maybe fourth and seven and under, you almost have to go for it, especially if you're at the 35 and past that, you might just want to go for it.
Pitch going to come to Randall, trying to get some blockers outside. He'll get the corner, put his shoulder down inside the 35, and then is hit there out of bounds. As Henry Wiggyhop comes up to make the tackle on Randall. A gain of about 3 on that play for Randall and Platte Guinness Dakota Christian. And we'll bring up second down and 7 as we go to exactly 7 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. And again, no score in Parkston. Both teams looking to help their playoff chances here with wins tonight. Wide receiver comes split left. Wishbone behind Johnson. He'll hand it off to the play will come off left tackle. And let's see if for Platte Guinness Dakota Christian on the carry will be Carter Dykstra who gets the carry. He'll take it down inside just inside the 30 of the 29, a couple yards short of a first down, but third and about 2 to go here for Platte Guinness Dakota Christian. Ball spotted on the left hash here for Platte Guinness Dakota Christian. Spending a lot of time again in the huddle. Kobe Johnson, the quarterback, 6'4", 190, is a sophomore. Wide receiver split left again. Wishbone behind Johnson. Hard count, almost drew Parkston off sides again. Dykstra going to come left side. He'll get to the 25-yard line, which will be enough for a first down, a gain of 4. The Black Panthers moving the football here in this scoreless game as we get to the halfway point of the second quarter. 6 minutes left until halftime.
Yep, a couple of nice runs here. That first play, the first down, you know, they ran that sweep to the outside to Randall. He was able to get, good yardage on that first play, a couple, 3-4 yards, so it's set up third down and short, and they got the first down. And You know, this is really the first time Platte Geddes Dakota Christian has been able to move the football.
Johnson over the middle, pass complete to Spolstra, down inside the 10, gets spun around near the 5. First and goal for Platte Geddes Dakota Christian. And a chance for the Black Panthers to put the first points up on the board. That was a beautiful pass by Johnson. A nice route by Spolstra across the middle and make that catch.
Yep, just a crossing route that time from Spolstra, who came from his tight end spot. And just kind of a post pattern. And not bad coverage by somewhere, but he was just a step behind it, and the ball was laid out there perfectly. And a nice catch, and then he dragged Semler for a couple, 2 or 3 yards before they brought him down, before they finally brought him down at the 7-yard line.
First and goal at the 7. Johnson will hand it off. It's going to be Randall right side, and not going to pick up a lot of yardage there as Parkson will stand him up and push him back a little ways. Reef and also Jeff Hike helping to lead the charge there for Parkston. And we'll bring up second and goal. Ball still at the 7-yard line. Black Panthers will bring in a couple guys from the side. Matthew Randall coming back into the huddle here for Platte Geddes Dakota Christian. Wide receiver going to come split left here, and Platte Geddes Dakota Christian going to use their first timeout here of the half. 4:30 left to go in the first half. It's no score here in Parkston. Welcome back here to Parkston. Second down and 7. Clock is stopped with 4.5 minutes left to play in the second quarter. And second and goal at the 7 for Platte Geddes Dakota Christian. Out of the timeout, Randall going to be a wing back left here. Single back behind Johnson. 2 wide receivers split right. Oh, and Randall takes off. Randall didn't remember the snap counts because he was the only one that even moved, and Randall went sprinting out to the left. And so a 5-yard penalty now makes it second and goal at the 12. See a big penalty there from Platte Geddes Dakota Christian.
Yeah, we've seen quite a few mistakes here tonight by both teams. Fumbles and people jumping off sides. And, you know, both times teams have had inside the 10 and have had mistakes.
Johnson going to drop back to pass. Bolstra caught. Touchdown.
Well, that's the same play.
They had the big game.
Exactly the same play. They just ran Bolstra. Right over across the middle from his tight end spot. This time he was even more open than he was on the first one, and a pass right over top of the defense that time, and a touchdown of about, 12 yards probably.
Yeah.
And Platte Geddes Dakota Christian, they get inside with a good field position for the first time tonight. They scored, where Parkson, when you look back, they've had opportunities here early on to maybe be up 2, if not even 3 touchdowns, but have had fumbles and been stopped on the goal line as well.
Sternberg will try the extra point. The snap is good. The hold is down. The kick is up, and it is no good. That one might have made it to Milltown.
Milltown's the other way. Milltown's a little bit more to the east.
Yeah.
That was to the west. That might end up in Dimmick.
After the touchdown of 12 yards, Johnson to Spolstra, it's Platte Geddes Dakota Christian 6, Parkston nothing. Back with a kickoff in 60 seconds on Q106. Scoring drive for the Platte Geddes Dakota Christian Black Panthers. 6 plays, 37 yards, 2 minutes and 40 seconds. A 12-yard touchdown pass from Johnson to Spolstra. And Platte Geddes Dakota Christian will kick it away here to Parkston with 4:26 left to play in the first half and leading it 6-0. And Spolstra with 2 big catches on that drive for Platte Geddes Dakota Christian. Sternberg going to try an onside kick. Is it going to go the 10 yards? It is. It's caught by Platte Geddes Dakota Christian. They get the fumble or the kickoff on the onside kick. And Platte Geddes Dakota Christian will have it first and 10 at the Parkston 47. And who got the recovery there? I couldn't catch the number all the way across the field, but he made sure that it made it that 10 yards because he had to stand there and wait. Nobody from Parkston came up to make a play on it.
Well, that was one where you know, Parkston had a lineman right there, and he kind of backed away from it. I don't think he realized that that's a live football that you have to get on, because he was there. He just kind of backed away from it. There was Platt Geddes Dakota Christian there to jump on it, and with the ball now at the 47-yard line and the wind at their back, 4.5 minutes left to go. They get great field position here.
John's going to drop back to pass. He's got time off the back leg, but it's complete up ahead. It'll be enough for a first down, it looks like, all the way to the 35-yard line. Johnson to Randall, or no, to Sternberg with the reception. And it'll be a gain of 17 on the play, first and 10, or 17, about 12.
12 yards, yeah. And, you know, right now, the Black Panthers have kind of found things, you know, up through the air right now as, you know, a couple passes. Spolstra got some big plays. Now that time, a nice pass to Sternberg for 12 yards. See if they try to stay in the air here.
Going to run a reverse. Randall going to hand it off, or take the handoff from Sternberg. Comes around the end. He's got the corner to the 25, and then finally pushed out of bounds near the 20.
Yeah, we got a flag, though. Back at the 30-yard line, and we may have a hold that time. As, that's right about where he was starting to make his turn around the corner that time. And
it will be a hold against Platt Geddes Dakota Christian.
You know, it just seemed like that double reverse that time. Well, it wasn't a double reverse, but they pitched it, and then they handed it off on a reverse. It just kind of seemed like it took a little while to get going that time, but well blocked by Platt Geddes Dakota Christian up until the point where they held. But, you know, if they don't hold there, that was a big gain. You know, Parkston didn't have anybody out there on the outside that time. A really nice play for the Black Panthers, but it's going to be brought back now to about the 41-yard line. So a big penalty that time for the Black Panthers.
Takes it back to the 41-yard line where it's marked off from the spot of the foul, the 41. Johnson will hand it off and gets hit in the backfield, but got away, but not going to get any more after that. As Jeff Hike, along with Bertram, on the tackle for Parkston. Short gain, and it'll bring up second down and long. .328 left to go here in the second quarter. Platt Geddes Dakota Christian leading 6-0. Wide receiver comes split left here for Platt Geddes Dakota Christian. That's Zach Van Zee. Double wing. They're going to try the reverse again. Now Randall going to try the throw down the field. It's incomplete off the hands of Zach Van Zee. It looked like, I thought maybe he was going to come back to Randall here, who was coming off the handoff. Looked like he was going to be wide open, headed down the sideline. Randall looked over the middle, and the pass was there.
Yeah, it
should have been caught.
It was a good throw, and I think that time Van Zee heard someone from Parkston coming, or maybe kind of saw him, but that was one of those, you're coming across the middle like that, where you could take a big hit, and that time he just dropped it. And I don't know if the Black Panthers here are going to have to take a timeout. They're not even to the huddle, and they're already starting to count it down. So,
well, and there's a delay of game. They don't get the timeout called. Second delay of game here against Platt Geddes Dakota Christian. And so now, instead of third and 15, you got third and 20 at the Parkston 46-yard line, which is almost where this drive started. I guess Dakota Christian at a third and very long here. I'll bring the wide receiver split near side to the left, which is short shot side of the field. John's going to drop back to pass. Going to look over the middle. It's Spolstra again. Another catch down inside the 30. He's going to be just a couple yards shy of a first down, but it takes two guys, three even, to bring Spolstra down. And then another catch for Jake Spolstra. And now you got fourth down and short here, Scott, if you're Platt Geddes Dakota Christian. You just made this a very makeable fourth down now.
You really did. And, again, a nice throw and a nice catch that time. A nice little connection here so far for for Johnson and Spoelstra, a gain of about 17 yards that time, and good protection that time by the offensive line by the Black Panthers. And I think the first time we watched Platte against Dakota Christian play, they had Sternberg playing quarterback most of the time. Now with Johnson, they've kind of found a passing game here a little bit.
Johnson going to roll out to the right, looking downfield. Oh, he's going to have it picked off. He threw it almost right into Henry Wiggehop's hands, who was playing in front of Matthew Randall, and he makes the interception and gets a short return as well. Johnson was rolling out to the right. I think he wanted to get it downfield, but that was pretty well covered. And then he thought he had a wide-open receiver near the sideline, but Wiggehop just kind of rolled with the play and then cut in front of it.
Yeah, that was a big turnover that time by Parkston because, Platte Geddes Dakota Christian was looking like they might be able to get a first down and keep the ball for the rest of the half. Now Parkston's going to have 2 minutes and 11 seconds here into this wind.
They will start at their own 28-yard line, and it's going to be upended in the backfield.
Yeah, that time they ran Reef from his end spot on an end around that time, and Platte Geddes Dakota Christian played that awfully well. I thought Parkston got away with a hold, which didn't matter because they lost yardage anyway, but it looked like somebody from Platte pretty much got tackled, but no penalty, but that time Reef's going to lose about 3 yards.
So second down and 12 here for Parkston back at their own 25-yard line. Minute 30 left to go here in the first half. Platte Geddes Dakota Christian with a 6-0 lead. Scott will hand it off. Going to come right side. Nice cutback. Oh, Thuringer lost it. And it's going to be recovered by Platte Geddes Dakota Christian.
Are they saying he's down?
I don't think so. It didn't look like Thuringer was down. It looked like he got tripped up, but it looked like it came out well before he had hit the grass.
Well, they're saying.
Oh, they're saying third down. Wow. A break probably there for Parkston. That looked like it was a fumble. He was kind of stumbling his way down to the ground, and
I think
coughing out.
You know, I think that's what the ref, the umpire saw maybe was that he was starting to kind of stumble a little bit. But, I do think that that call went against Platte Geddes Dakota Christian. It looked like he was not down yet before the football came out.
And that's what Darren Denai is pleading his case with the referee and the officials, that there was no way he was down. That was a fumble. As he's out here talking to the officials clear across the field, and the team huddled up for Platte Geddes Dakota Christian. So a break for Parkston. It'll be third down and about 6 to go here for the Trojans, trailing 6-0 with 54 seconds left in the half yet.
You would think that the guy that had the best look would be the back judge, and he's really staying out of the whole conversation, and when it looked to me as Denai is talking to the side judge, he had the worst angle of them all. I mean, he's on the side. It's hard to see when the ball would have came out. To me, the umpire and the back judge would have had the best view, but the back judge is kind of staying out of the conversation, and Parkston doesn't have a ton of time here, but they caught a huge break because Platte Geddes Dakota Christian would have had the ball at about the 30-yard line.
Third and 6. Scott in the shotgun looks over the middle, and he's going to go down. He's sacked. A big loss, and all the way back to bring him down. Zach Varishke with the tackle for Platte Geddes Dakota Christian. And a timeout taken by the Black Panthers as they're going to force a fourth down punt here from Parkston. And into this strong wind, you're going to be punting from the ball spotted at the 24-yard line. So you're going to be punting this ball away inside the 20. And we saw the last punt, Scott, that it's a netted 0 yards for Parkston. So that was a big sack, and you get the timeout called. You're going to have a good probably 35, 40 seconds to work with here if you're Platte Geddes Dakota Christian and leading 6-0.
Well, I don't think you have anything to lose here, if you kind of just bring the house. I mean, you got to obviously leave somebody, back a few yards here to watch for fake. But, I mean, Parkson's probably not going to look at faking it here or nothing because, 47 seconds to go, and they'd give them the ball in great field position at inside the 30. But You know, I think you got to try going for the block here, because even if you don't get it, how good of a punt is Parkson going to be able to get into this win?
So the teams come back out on the field. 47 seconds left in this half. Fourth down and 13 for Parkson, as they'll have to punt the ball away. Dvorak, the punter, will stand back at about his own 12-yard line here, waiting the snap, and it's a low one. He picks it up, gets it away. It's partially blocked. It's going to go backwards and going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Black Panther football at the 11-yard line. And there you go, Scott. They brought everybody and got it. Was a bad snap to begin with, but then they were still able to get the partial block there even after the bad snap.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is you know, I don't know what to say, but, I mean, the thing is you know, you have it maybe about fourth and six, fourth and seven, you can look to go for it, but when you got fourth and 11, I mean, you got a punt, you got to keep them out of there. I mean, you know that that's what they're going to do. You know that they're going to be bringing people. You know, like you said, the snap was low, but you got to do whatever you can to try to just get the ball down the field somewhat. And this was the last thing Parkson wanted to have happen here with them blocking and getting the ball at the 11.
Johnson going to roll to his right a little ways under some pressure, going to leave it short on the pass. Intended for Luke Marischke. And we'll bring up second down and 10. Clock stops, of course, on the incomplete pass with 34 seconds left to go here in the half, and second down and 10, but really second down and goal from the 11. Again, Black Escota Christian still in their huddle. They ran someone in late here, late substitution. They're still huddled up.
Yeah, you don't want to take a penalty here and back yourselves up.
Countdown is just getting started right now. Johnson brings a man in motion. He'll get the play off. Rolls right under pressure. Going to have to throw it off his back foot. Intended for Randall, who he got the crocodile arms there because he put him out, but then he kind of pulled him back in with Mitch Heisinger coming up, who was ready to make the stick on Randall if he made that catch.
Yeah, you know, that was good pressure up front that time by Parkson. I'm not sure if that was a screen because they got through there awful quickly, and the pass was kind of a little rollout that time. They were looking, you know, to get it upfield along the sideline that time in the flat, and kind of had to rush it and threw it ahead a little bit. So good pressure that time by the Trojan.
Third down and 10. Johnson still looking downfield, and he's going to be sacked. A combo sack here for Parkson is going to be Reef and Parker Van Zee. And we'll bring up fourth down.
Does Plank get us, Coach Christian? It looks like they're just going to run it down and then call a timeout to try to get a field goal.
They're going to get lined up here, and
they
didn't have any timeouts left.
And they couldn't spike it because
nope,
it was fourth down.
So that's the end of the first half. If they did have a timeout, they weren't aware of it, but that's going to be the way the first half ends, with Flat Geddes Dakota Christian leading Parkson 6-0 here at halftime. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk about the first half, give you the a quick recap on scoring and the stats as well, and we'll talk about some scores going on around the state of South Dakota. Your score here at halftime in Parkson, it's Flat Geddes Dakota Christian 6, Parkson 0. We're back to Parkson after this on Q107.3.